Billy Gardell is the star of TV's Mike and Molly, a stand-up comedian who's been working on the road for years and still continues to tour, and now has a new gig as the host of a new nationally syndicated TV game show that's just days away from its premiere. It's called Monopoly Millionaires Club. Hi, Billy. How are you?
Hey, good morning.
Nice to talk to you. I know
good
St.
To
Louis.
Talk to you guys. Thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, it's our pleasure. I know that St. Louis has been a place that you've come to many times. We're right upstairs from the Funny Bone here at Westport Plaza.
I've been up there before, and I that's absolutely was one of my favorite stops on the road. The Westport Funny Bone. They've always been very good to me.
Well, tell me about this new TV show, the Monopoly Millionaires Club. And when I hear Monopoly, all I think to myself is, well, there's 4 hours of my life I'll never get back.
No, this game is, we've sped it up, and it's really at game show speed now. And all the games are based on the iconic images of Monopoly. There's an electric company game, and there's the railroad game, and all of there's five games every show, and it moves very quickly, and you can win up to 100 grand on each of those shows. And then the player that risks the most money of their winnings ends up getting a chance to go around the Monopoly board. If they can do it in five rolls and land on go exactly, they win $1 million.
Five rolls to land on go. So you got to average eight per roll.
Well, you got to get an eight or you got to get doubles. It's the same rules of Monopoly. You hit doubles, you can roll again, but you don't want to do it three times. You go to jail and you lose everything.
That would be the coolest TV show ever if you rolled doubles and you literally were taken to jail. Come with us. You're going to Potosi Prison
I'm
for a while.
Just
have a seat in the Supermax. You roll double. What are you in for? Murder? You rape? You roll doubles?
Roll doubles three times in a row. Don't mess with me.
Was this a bucket list job for you, Billy?
Absolutely, man. Comics make great game show hosts because it's the first thing we learn how to do in stand-up, you know, is to learn you have to MC and host the show. So it's an easy transition for us.
Yeah, because Howie Mandel had Deal or No Deal. Drew Carey's got Prices Right. Jeff Foxworthy had Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Craig Ferguson has got a new
Craig
show
Ferguson
now.
Craig Ferguson and Wayne Brady. Yeah, it's the first thing we learn how to do is comics, so it's a very easy transition for us.
But I'm curious about this because TV game shows were changed years ago when Regis started hosting Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and they added something that TV game shows had not had up until that point, which was the incredibly long dramatic pause.
Yeah, we don't have a lot of dramatic pauses. We move pretty quick, but there are moments where the tension builds.
Do contestants treat you like you're the guy giving them the money or taking it from them?
No, they know it's not my money. That way I can root for them.
All right, so it's at a half-hour show weekly?
It's an hour-long show
Wow.
weekly, and it's going to be super fun. And like I said, it premieres March 28th and 29th, and it's syndicated already, which is a gift. And I think people are going to love it, so please tune in.
Because the primetime money is good, but the syndicated money, the bills are actually larger, aren't they?
Well, it works a little differently in game shows, but when you're syndicated, it just means you're going to hit more markets.
Yeah. Now, what's the connection with lotteries?
Well, you play a Monopoly Millionaire Instant Ticket at your local lottery retailer, and then that game is a game in itself. But the second chance on each of these tickets is you enter your serial number or your game piece, however it's set up in your state, and they randomly select 500 people at a time to come out to Las Vegas. They get 4 nights and 5 days paid for in Vegas, hotel and air accommodations. And one of those days, you get to come over and film the television show with us.
Now, Missouri and Illinois have lotteries, but I think there are about a half a dozen states that don't. Does that mean your show can't even air in those states?
No, the game show will air as entertainment all across the country. We're in 95% of the markets, and hopefully, if they like the show, they'll get that ticket in their country or their state, and then they can get a shot at coming on the show. Or maybe they're visiting Illinois and they buy one there. Who knows?
Yeah, that's right. It's Paul Harris filling in for Martin tonight, talking with Billy Gardell on the Big 550 KTRS. His new Monopoly Millionaires Club will air this weekend. He's also got Mike and Molly rolling in primetime. And sometime in the last couple of months, you guest hosted what used to be Craig Ferguson's Late Late Show. They were kind of in a holding pattern until James Corden takes over as the new host tonight. Did you like hosting that?
You know, I loved it, man. I had such a blast. It was fun to get together with the writers and, you know, work on the monologue and then, you know, have a sketch. And then, you know, it was fun to sit on the panel and give the interview rather than have it. You know, it was really cool. And I had a buddy of mine on, Steve Byrne, who's super funny. And And I had another friend, Greg Warren, on, who came on and did stand-up, and he killed it. And it was a lot of fun to do that.
Greg Warren, another guy famous here in St.
Louis.
Super
guy. Super good guy.
Yeah. Did you want that job?
Not that night, but I could see myself doing something like that later on.
That seems like a bucket list job, doesn't it?
Absolutely. For any stand-up, I think it is.
Yeah. Speaking of stand-ups, I was looking up some things about you today. And I understand that at one point you were the opening act for George Carlin. And I have two questions about that. One, what did you learn from being on the road with George? And two, how hard is it to walk out there and know this is a Carlin crowd and I got to do stuff for them that's not Carlin-esque?
Okay, well, I never thought about that. And I only got to open for him once. So Everything always gets skewed on the internet.
Okay.
I got to open for him one time because the opening act got sick and I happened to be the local guy that was available. They had called the comedy club and said, does Billy want to come open for Carlin? And I said, yes. And I went right over there. And he was super kind to me, man. And the best advice he gave me was, he said, always write about what's going on in your life. That way your act constantly stays organic. And I said, well, what if nothing's going on in your life? And he said, then get busy living.
And he was the guy who knew something about living and
absolutely
and writing about stuff. And also, one of the things, I've asked a couple of other comedians what they've learned from George Carlin, even if they never worked for him, and they always said, Carlin taught me, pay attention to the tiniest detail
absolutely.
In life.
Absolutely. That's a perfect description. Absolutely.
Yeah. Not bad for a guy who got on stage starting his career at a comedy club in Florida on a bet.
Yep.
What was the bet?
I worked at a warehouse. I always wanted to be a comedian. I worked at this warehouse, and with the guys on the line, I would, you know, say, I'm going to be a comic. I'm going to be a comic. I'm going to be a comic. And they were like, you know what? You're not going to do it. And they all bet me $50 each that I wouldn't go do it, and I ran my mouth and said, I will too. And, you know, if I didn't do it, I wouldn't have been able to cover the bet. So I kind of owe those guys my first night on stage.
Why are you in comedy? Because I was too broke to pay off a bet.
There it is.
Yeah, and now, not a problem anymore.
Things are good, man.
He's got a primetime show. He's got a new syndicated show and also working on the road. And you can see his tour dates and all the rest at BillyGardell.com. A pleasure talking to you, Billy. Thanks for returning to KTRS.
Thank you for your time, man.